The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Baba Kama has been generously sponsored in our Daf Yomi program by our good friend and patron and charter member of our Daf Yomi class, Siyahu Ashar HaKohen and his dear wife, Rina. That Be'ezrat Hashem, they will have continued Hatzlacha, Harvaha, Bechol, Ma'aseh, Yedehem, Bri'ut, health, happiness, prosperity, and much nachat from their children. May they enjoy many years of Shalom Bayit, tranquility, and peace of mind. Amen, ve'amen. Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. Today's daf has been studied in Neshmat Malat Zekenati Yafa Batzara. Be'ezrat Neshmat Abraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tenichem Begana Eden. Amen. His daf has been studied. Refuah Shalama Moshe Ben Dina. Emna Refananu Refuat HaNefesh Refuat HaGuf Foratum Karaba Labo Vechen Yerasom Anamar. Amen. We begin the Mishnah on Kuf Tet Zayin. A gozen sadeh mechavero. A guy stole a field from his friend. How did he steal it? Well, he went, he built a fence around it. He threw him off the field by force. And then what happened? Venatluha masikin. Who are these masikin? And she says, Anasim Gazlanim. Thieves came and stole the field from the first Gazlan. Immakat medinahi, if it's a plague that has afflicted the whole country where these guys are going around stealing fields, just going around, Omed lo, hareshel khalifanecha. So the first guy comes and says, hey, where's my field? Here it is, go get it. Meaning, it would have gotten stolen by you also.
Right.
Everybody's repossessing these fields. So you can come along and say, Hareshul Khalifanecha, go get your fields over there by that guy. What do you want from me? Still around, go get it.
These guys are politically connected.
Im Mahmata Gazlan, Hayav La'amid Lo Sadeh Acher. But, if the field got repossessed because of the Gazlan, we'll see in the Gemara what that means, then he has to get the field back. Or he has to get him another field. So it depends. If it's a Makat Medina, he can just say, Harisha Khalifanecha, your field's over there, go get it. But if it's because the Gazlan got repossessed by the next guys, so then already he has to get him another field. He has to recompensate him. So Gemara says, Amar Nachman Bar Yitzhak. First of all, the Gemara is going in language over here. This word, Venatluha Masikin. What does the word Masikin mean? So we're explaining it.
Extortionists
that came along and they repossessed the field. She says, Anasim, bullies, Gazluha. So it says, Mandatani Masikin, no Mishtabesh, Mandatani Matsikin, no Mishtabesh. However you want to learn it, with a Samech or a Tzadi, it makes sense. Mandatani Matsikin, no Mishtabesh, Tikhtiv, Bematsor, Ubematsok. The word Matsok, Matsok means what? Troubling, Tzad.
Depression, it says.
Depression.
Oppression.
Or oppression. Okay. So there he was oppressed. These guys came and they impressed them. So it's called the Matzik. Umanatani Masikin lo Mishtabesh. But a Samech Nikhtiv, Yeresh Atzilatzal. That's talking about the grasshoppers. And how does the Targum explain the word Tzilatzal? Metargimi inan, Yaseninne Saka'a. So Saka'in are like grasshoppers. These robbers are like grasshoppers. They come and they devour the field. So he gives them a nickname, Saka'in. Like the grasshoppers, like the Arbe. Okay, that's just terminologies. Either way, the field was robbed twice. Im Mahmat Gazlan Hayav. Oh, now what's the second case of the Mishnah? Im Mahmat Gazlan. If it was his fault that it got
taken.
Hechidame. Idem ada ansuha dar adide. Velo ansuha kule arata. Which means, if the case is talking about the ansuha dar adide, they just took his fields. Velo ansuha kule arata. They didn't take somebody else's field. Meaning, if the only field that they took was the Ganav's field, and they didn't take somebody else's field, ha meresha shamat mine, im makat medinahi, ilo lo, which is, we know that from the resha already. If it's a makat medina where everybody's field is being repossessed, he's off talk mashma, that if it's only his field that's got taken, he has to pay. So what's the sefa then talking about? The sefa means what it says, if it's mahmat the gazlan, that's the resha. If it's Makat Medina, he's off the. He just says, Resha Khalifanecha. Meaning, what's not Makat Medina? If it's his field that was taken, no matter, went after the Gazlan, so then he has to pay it back. He has to compensate. So what's the sefa of the Mishnah? Is Im Mahmat Gazlan, that we don't know from the Resha already. So Gemara says,
Lo tzedika de ahve ahvuye. The case is talking about where he shows it. Lashi. Shelo gazla hu be'atzmo. The sefer is a case where he didn't actually steal the field. But what did he do? Ela shama mebet amel, came from the bet amel, the government. Those are the guys that are repossessing these fields over here. Not repossessing, they're really stealing. Shemevakshim legzol sadot. Right, he hears already that these guys want to steal fields. So what do you do? Vira lehem, telu karkazu shel pulin. So he pointed, oh, take that guy's field over there. So the chidush is, even though he didn't steal it himself, but he was a gorem. He's a garmi. He caused it. So the chidush is, he has to pay. Even though he didn't steal it physically, he was gorem it by saying, oh, there's the guy's field, take it. The shnacharina, another interpretation, hachem ha'askinan, kegon de'ansuha akum. The goyim came to this guy, to the ganav, and they were on him by force. The amri le, achve al ate, show me fields. We want to take them. Show me, where's the fields? Ve'achve ahu ba'adayu. He showed not only his fields, but he showed the other fields as well, of this guy that he stole from. So he showed both fields. He showed his and others. So the chidush is chayav. Who told you to show the other guy's field? If you're anus, you should show your own fields.
Right.
So what do you have to go now and point to the other fields as well? So the chidush is, you could say, but he's anus. No, he's not anus to show those fields. He showed his fields. You cannot put somebody else's mamon in jeopardy, even if you're anus. So therefore, the second case is hayav as well. So therefore, that's the second case of the Mishnah. Okay? So Gavra has a story. Ahu Gavra, be'ahveh, ikara dechite, deberesh giluta. Guy showed the gazlanim, he showed them, hey, here's the wheat field of the resh galut. You know, take that field. Atale kamed Rav Nachman. So I came in front of Rav Nachman, the resh galut. Chaybe, Rav Nachman, leshilume. Rav Nachman says, you gotta pay. Even though you didn't steal the field actually, but you were gorem. You caused the field to be stolen, you pointed to show them where the field was. So you're chayab. יתיב רב יוסף אחול את רבונה בר חייה, ויתיב רבונה בר חייה כמד רב נחמן, אמר לרבונה בר חייה רב נחמן, דינה או כנסה? This is what you said that they have to pay. The guy gonna have to pay. It's a din or it's a כנס? אמר למתיתיני, זה עצם השנה. נתנן, אם מחמת הגזלן, חייב להעמיד לו שדה. We learned that המשנה. If the field was stolen as a result of a gazlan, the gazlan has to compensate. We established that case. Well, he showed it. That's exactly this case over here. We didn't steal it by a dime. He just showed it. Batad de nafak, amal de Rav Yosef Ravuna bar Chaya. May nafkalach mina. E dina or kenasa. He said, what was your question? What do you care if it's a din or a kenas? Either way, he has to pay it. What are you asking me? That which Rav Nachman was posek. Is it mean it's a din? Is it a kenas? What's nafka mina? He has to pay. אמנה אידינה גמרין עד מיני. איקנסה לא גמרין עד מיני. No. Which means, if you say it's a deen, so then already, I could learn from over here, from, to other cases of girama or garmi, where a guy didn't do it actually, but he caused somebody to lose money, that he has to pay. Because deenim, you can compare one to the other. But if it's knas, knasa is a chidush. You don't learn one knas to another knas. In this case, you're always more kones. But another case, no. So therefore, I have to know if it's a din or a knas. Nafkamina, can I learn from this case to other scenarios? Oh. So the Gemara challenges that. Umena timna de mekanasa lo gamrina. How do you know that you can't learn from a knas to other cases? Betanya. Barishona yu umrim. Originally, the rabbis made a halakha, takana. Hametameh, guys metameh, his friend's tarot. Oh, v'amenasech. What did he do? He took his friend's wine and he made yayin nesech out of it. He poured it for avodah zarah. So what's the deen over there? Even though technically he could tell him, "Harish shechad v'anecha," still the rabbis made a takana. You got to pay. It's knas. Hazru lomar. Then they returned and they made another halacha. Afa medama. Somebody takes taharot of somebody and mixes it with cholin. Or he takes the guy's cholin and mixes it with teruma. Now the guy can't eat it anymore. Because the holding that got mixed with Tiruma now is a din of Tiruma. But he could tell them, hey, I'm going to take it. So they added later on Meduma. So the Gemara says, Hazru in. Which means they came back again and they added. Lo Hazru, lo. But if they didn't come back and add it, then it would not have been included. Why? Which means the whole thing is a kenas. Where do the rabbis have to come back and add meduma? Just automatic. It's included. It's just gamrinan. And the fact that I had to come back and add it to the list, that's much more lo gamrinan. Because if it's gamrinan, all you do is have to give me two cases, and I can on my own figure out all the other cases. Wait, it's a hezek only kar. Not only minasech, not only mitameh. Who adin medama? It's the same mechanics. For the fact that I had to come back, the rabbis, and give the psak that they added medama to the list, that's much more you don't learn from a knas. For me, you see that you don't learn from a knas. You have to actually say it explicitly. What they didn't say, they didn't say. Gemara says no. Lo, meikara savri lefsid meruba hasheshu lefsid muad to hasheshu ubesot savri lefsid muad nami hasheshu. Right, which means metamet teruma is lefsid meruba. You cannot use it. You cannot eat it. However, medama is lefsid muad because you could sell it to the kohanim. Lefahot, you could sell it to the kohanim and at least get the price for teruma. As she says, "Metamet terumah hefsed merubahu." No problem. The Kohen won't even buy it. What is he going to do with terumah tamei'ah? But regular terumah, like this over, which medumah, you could sell it. Oh, so therefore, what do you see over here? Really, I can't. You can learn from one kenas to another kenas. The rabbis were mistaken. What was the original kenas? They thought they only made a kenas on hefsed merubah. Then they came along and said, "No, you know something. The kenas even on hefsed what?" But in a chenam, maybe you can learn from one kenas to another. They just didn't know the nature of the kenas. Ini, I bring a contradiction. And again, you want to tell me you can learn from Knasim? What do you mean? Ve'ad tani Abu, the Rabbi Abin, ve'rishuna yu omrim ha-metameh ve'medamah. Originally they said, guys, metameh, tameh is teruma, he has to pay him. Knas. Ve'medamah, you mix the teruma with chulin, you got to pay him. You damaged him. That's it. Hazru lamar afa menasich. Oh, they came after that, they included, even if a guy takes the wine for Avodah Zarah, even though it's Hezek Shenu Nikar, they ate it. Oh, Hazruhu In. Lo Hazruhu Do. Same point. Only because the rabbis came back again and made a new takana, but they couldn't learn one class from another. So you see, you cannot learn one class from another. Kavanah says, Mai Tama La Mishum De Lo Gamrin Mekanasa. Good. That's the question. Lo Mekanah Savri Krabi Abin. Ul Besof Savri Krabi Nimiya. The Habamin was like Krabi Abin, and the Maskanah was like Krabi Nimiya. Who's these rabbis? Mekanah Savri Krabi Abin. Tamar Bi Abin. Zarak Hetz Mithilat Arba, Ulbesof Arba, Vekara Shirain Barikato Patur, Share Akira Tzorech Hanahahu, Umithayev Benasho. Okay, guy in Shabbat, we know the law of Kimni Ben Rabamine. Guy's Hayab Mita, and he damaged also, so he doesn't have to pay because he pays with his life. Kimni Ben Rabamine. So here's the story. A guy shot an arrow, four Amot Meshut Rabbi, we have Akira of Hanaha. Akira in the beginning and Hanaha at the end of Dalit. That's Hayab and Shabbat, Hayab Mita. In the interim, when it was airborne, it cut through a guy's shiraim, his silk. So the deen is why he doesn't have to pay. Why? Because it's hayav mita. Even though the damage took place before the hayav mita came. It happened when it was airborne before it landed.
Right.
So who's the rabbi here? Rabbi Abin comes along and says that since the akiraz and tzorech hanaha, they're connected. And therefore from the beginning already yahayav. From the akira yahayav. Since the akiraz connected to the hanaha, so therefore, even though the damage took place in between, before the hanaha, already hayabita, already from the onset. Similarly, ask yourself a question. A guy, he took his friend's wine, he made yayin nesek out of it, for Avodah Zarah. He's hayabita, the guy. What does he have to pay even for the wine? The chavarah kim nibidu ramini and Avodah Zarah. Oh, so, which means, once he picked it up already, he's a gazlan. Oh, the chavarah. Well, it's the reverse question. Once he picked it up already, he stole it. Once he pours it, now he's over the Avodah Zarah. So the Chaura, there shouldn't be a Kimne on that case, because the Geneva took place first. But Rabbi Abin says there's a Kimne in that case. Why? Because in order to pour it, you have to pick it up. In order to make a Hanaha, you need an Akira. So the Akira already is the beginning of the hanaha. That's why you hayav mita from the beginning. Similarly, to make nesicha, you need to pick it up. So therefore, even though at that point it's the stealing and you didn't make the nesich yet, but that's considered the nesich from the beginning. So therefore, initially, the rabbis didn't add yayin nesich to the list because they held like Rabbi Avin that held, it's kimne. It's came there from the initial point when you picked up the yayin. Because the hagbaha is the sorech nesicha. Just like the akira is the sorech hanacha. That's why you came there on Shabbat. Kinevan the yayin nesek. Ulbesof. Ksavri kanabi yirmiya. But then when the rabbis changed, they went and they added yayin nesek to the list. That if you minasek somebody's wine, you have to pay. Tamar viriya mishaat hagbaha kanya. Echayev le mamon. Mithayev benavsho nohavi ad shaat nisuch. But then you know, Rabbi Yirmiya looks at it differently. The Gereba comes before the Hayumita. The Gereba comes at the time that you picked it up. No, the time you picked up the wine. That already Mechayav. Now you pour it, that's already Mita comes after. Therefore, Mi'ikara, we don't like Nabi Amin. The lifting is considered already Tzorech Nisuch. Therefore, it came Nebid Ramineh. And then we came out, no, that it's separate times. And therefore, in the Chenebi is going to be Hayav. Look at Rashi. Akirat Tzorech Hanacha. They came on the Ben Akira Lanacha Kara, and some Maase Shabbat and Maase Akira, Ben Kehat. Vido Amin Mishat Akira Hayav Mamon, Umitayev Ben Ashodo Abi Achata Nahat, Hetz, the Akarami Hagbahat Yayin Sorech Nisuchu. That's where Rabbi Abin's learned. The Hagbah is considered part of the Nisuch, with the Shumin Vahumita, Ben Kehat. Good. So that's the two ways of looking at it. Clear? Which is Rabbi Abin looked at it just like on Shabbat. We say Kim the Bramine. Why Kim the Bramine? The Chaura, I was Mechalel Shabbat after I was Mazik. The Chalel Shabbat took place later. The Mazik took place before the four Amot. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Akirat Sorech Hanacha. It's all the beginning. Akirat stopped doing it Amenat to be Maniach after four Amot. Already from the beginning, it's like Aveh Hayu Mita. Hayu Mita and the break it comes Bevat Achat. Similarly over here, when I lift up the Yayin Nesek to pour it, that's already I'm starting the Yesin. So I'm Hayam Itah right away. So you patur. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. You picked it up, you're a Ganav. You're going to have to pay right away. Right? Now you were Menasech, that's it. The Hayam Itah came later on. So therefore, he looks at it like that. And therefore, Mish'at Hagbaha, already you're considered a Ganav. And, okay, so return it. But now you made nesech. Now the item is not worth anything. No, but already the geneva came first. So the hayu mamon came first. Therefore, that's why they added that to the list. Okay, good. Come the Gemara continues. Ravuna bar Yehuda ikla lebe abiyone. He came to a place bar abiyone. Atad kamei de rabba. Abale klum maase bali yadecha. Any case come to you? You gave a psak halacha. עמלי ישראל שאנסו עובדי כוכבים וראה ממון חברו בא לידי. Yeah, tell you the case. A guy, Jewish guy, אנסו עובדי כוכבים, גויים came to him, like robbers, forced him, וראה ממון חברו. And he showed him his friend's money. He said, yeah, there's money over there, go take guy's money. That's the case that came to my hands. בא לידי, came to me. וחייבתים, and I said, the guy's חייב. He was a good him. He caused his friend's money to be taken. He's got to pay. Amale. Adar ovda lemale. Rava says, you made a mistake. Go return the money to the guy. To the owner. Netanya. Yisrael she'anasu ovde kukavim. Ve'ram amon havero. Patur. Vim natal ve'natan bayad hayav. If he actually picked it up with his hands and gave it to the gazlan, gave it to the anas, that is chayav. So there's a difference if he just pointed, or he actually didn't be a daim. Yeah? That's the chayluk. Which means, a person is allowed to be matzil himself, b'mamon chavero. That's what they're saying. But you're not allowed to actually give it. Right? I would about garmi over here. Or this is patur. The guy's under the gun. They put a gun to his head. So in this case, garmi is okay. The rabbis could be with kones on Gerama, but they weren't kones in the case where the guy is ones. But to go be a daim and take the item and give it, that already is too much. I would have pikuach nefesh. You're right. That's what allows him to take it, but you still got to compensate. Which is, yeah, pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to go take your friend's item and give it to him. Good, you saved your life. But now go pay. So bottom line, you took the item with Biyadayim, you saved your life. Good, you're allowed to do that. But you have to pay back. Okay. That was the story over there. Okay, another story. Amarava. Oh, another halakha. Imer am atzmo kenasa venatan biyad dame.
No. If he wasn't under duress, right? He just pointed to the guy without even being forced, that is hayav. That is hayav. Because that case over there, he wasn't even under force. The heter is under force and you pointed, you're okay. You don't got to compensate. But if nobody forced you, it's time, you said, oh, it's over there. So that's already, that's like picking it up with your hands and giving it to him. Then it's going to be hayav. Okay, that's that halakha. Good. Thank you. Ahu Gabra, story. The answer of the Chachamim, Goyim came to him, don't want the money. Ve'ahve ahamra. Derav Mori bere, derav Pinhas bere, derav Hazda. Came to a guy, he showed him the rabbi's wine. Which rabbi? Derav Mori bere, derav Pinhas bere, derav Hazda. Amrule, derev ve'amte ba'adan. They told him, listen, do me a favor, pick up the wine for us and bring it to us to the king. You carry it for us. So he carried it. Anyway, the guy came to Rav Asher and wanted to know what's halakha. Patrine, he said, you don't have to pay for the wine. What do you mean? The deen is, if he actually picks it up with his hands, it's hayav. And this guy picked it up. That was said, if he picked it up, he's chayav. Well, he didn't show it to them first. Which means, if he went and got it and gave it to them, that's when you're chayav. But Sheikh, in this case, he showed him it's over there. Then they told him, you carry it for us. So really, initially, he didn't pick it up. He just pointed. They then told him to pick. Okay. That's the dinya prepatur. So again, where they didn't see it first, and he brought it to them, hayav. However, aval, right, miklakalya, which means the money is burnt already. That's what miklakalya means. Which means, once already, the money's there, finished, the money's gone already. Now that he picks it up and carries it for them, the money was burnt already from the time that he pointed. And all he did is pointing. So they did it. So then pointing is okay, therefore that's the haluk. That's why you didn't have to pay. Etibe, Rabbi Abu Rav Asher. Amado Anas, the robber tells the Yisrael, Hoshitli Pekiya Amir. You see that bundle of straw? Bring it to me. Or Ishkol Aravim Ze. Oh, that bundle of grapes, the cluster. Veoshitlo Hayav. Even though he knows where it is. He knows where the Geneva is. But once he helped him and picked it up, he's Hayav. So you see, the haluk you just gave is not true. He wasn't able to get it himself to Ganav. It was on the other side of the river. Oh. Either the Goy or the Ishkol, they were on the other sides of the river. If the Jew wouldn't have passed it, then we wouldn't be able to get it. So therefore, by passing it, even though he knew where it was, he wouldn't have gotten it in the Therefore, it's Hayab. He told me, pass me. Velo Tani Tin. Hoshit is mashma, there was a river blocking it. Otherwise, you just would have said, Tetch, what mean? Ha'hu shuta, davu min su ale betre. What's the story over here? It was a trap.
Mm-hmm.
Either a fish or animals. Mm-hmm. They were fighting. Haya ma'adidiyu. Haya ma'adidiyu. This guy's saying, it's my trap. So what did he do? Guy went. Well, he gave it to the king, to the manager of the king, or to the government official. Amar Abaye, Yachol Omar, Ana ki masre didi masre. So Abaye comes along and says, the Moser, when he came along and told the government about it, he could come along and say, I was giving over my own item.
What is
So you have a trap. Let's get the case going. You have a trap. Nobody's a muhzak over here. So nobody has an ayah more than the next guy. Okay? That case is in the deen. It's called the Alim Gabar. Whoever's the strongest guy wins. So what happened? He went to the government. He told the government he could take it. So why is he patur? Yachol lomar ana ki masri didi masri. So he's not considered a moser. That's the point. He could say it's mine. Are you a moser to the government? Was moser to the government? I wasn't moser your money. I was moser my money. You couldn't prove me more than the next guy.
So why do you give it over to the
kacha? He went to the government. He wanted to solve the issue. Right?
Spike.
But he's not a moser. But you can't make him compensate that guy because he can say, what do you mean? I give whatever I want. My money, I give it to the government. Amar Rabba, v'chol kemine? Well, do you believe him? El Amar Rabba, v'shamtinande. Adem ha'tele v'kabidina. Bring it ayah. You were moser, you're my friend to the government. Took his money at least. Put him in chayrim. Until what? Until they bring his friend to the betin. Story. Ha'o gabra. Nava ba'e. He went to the government. He's showing his friend's straw. All these cases are moser. Guy, bottom line, is going to the government, getting his friend in trouble, or getting his friend's money to be confiscated. The guy comes for it up. What are you doing? He wanted to show it. He said, don't show it. What are you doing? Don't show his, your friend's stuff to the government. Mahvina. I'm going to show it. Yet even Rav Kahana came to Rav. Rav Kahana was sitting in front of Rav when he heard this guy. Shamte nekoemine. He broke his neck and he killed him. Yeah.
Wow.
Hit him in the back of the neck, killed him on the spot.
Rav hit him?
No, Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana
hit him.
So Rav read the following pasuk on him from Yeshaya. Banaich ollefu shachevu berosh kol chutzot. Ketom Mechmar. Talks about that the Jewish people, like under the shelton of the Goyim, like an ox that gets caught in the trap, and they kill him. Mat Tor, just like the short, Tor's like a Tor. Zeh, Kivan Shirafa B'Mechmar, once he gets caught in the trap, and Merachamim Alav, they have no mercy on him. Af Mamon Shir Yisrael, Kivan Shirafa B'Yad of Dekho Chavim, and Merachamim Alav. And they'll even kill the Jews for the money. So therefore, Mesirat Mamon is tantamount to killing Jews. Because once already you start giving the money over, then the Goyim don't end by the money. They'll kill. Just like once they catch the ox. What do they do if they catch the ox? They kill him. So therefore, you're Moser Nefeshot Yisrael. Oh, so therefore he told me you did good. He told me, Yafei Asita. You did good. Shapir Abad Mekhtele. Wow. Okay. So Rav tells Rav Kahana, he says, Kahana, calls him Kahana. Ad eidana avu parsa'e delok avdei ha-shifikud damim. He's still now the Parsiim, they were not makpid on shifikud damim. V'ashtei ka yivana'e, but now we're under the Yivanim. The kavdei ha-shifikud damim, which means they makpid on shifikud damim, which means Parsiim didn't care. If we kill somebody, they didn't care. But the Yevarim government, they care if we kill people, they're going to come after us. Ve'amre, miradin, miradin. They come along and say, rotzeach, rotzeach. Now you're in danger, because you just killed this guy. Kum saklar adi Yisrael. Then go to Israel. Ve'kabil alak delot tekshe. Rabbi Yohanan, shevach shenin.
Wow.
Except upon yourself, you're not going to ask any questions in the shi'ur of Rabbi Yohanan for 7 years. What kind of Kabbalah is that? Even though he did good. But that's like Teshuvah. Because he didn't ask permission. So it's like Moreh Halakha Bifnei Rabbo. So therefore, Midah Kenegi Midah. You Moreh Halakha without asking? Now go to the Shura of Rabbi Yohanan 7 years, don't ask any questions. Azir, he went. Ashkehal Vishakish. Diyati Vekamasim Tipta Diyumad Rabbanan. So, Vishakish was giving over the Divrei Torah of Rabbi Yohanan that he heard from the Shi'ur. Vishakish was saying over the Shi'ur. Amaleh, so Rav Kahana says, The Shakish Echa. Where's the Shakish? Amrule Amai. Why do you want to know where the Shakish is? Amaleu. Hai Kushia. Vai Piruka. Vai Piruka. At this question, at this answer, which means I wanna discuss with him the subjects. Amrule with Shakish. So they told Shakish all the questions of Rav Kahana. As had Shakish Amal Rav Yohanan. Ari Alami Babel. Oh, there's a lion that came from Babel. Layin Mor bimittiftad al Mahar. You better be careful when you give the shiur tomorrow, because there's a lion here now. Don't make any mistakes. Rav Kahana is asking all these good questions, right? The Mahar Utve Bedarakama Kamed Rav Yohanan. The next day, they put Rav Kahana in the front row. They say he's a lion. All the questions in the front row. Kavod. Amar Shmartita. Rav Yohanan said halaka. Vela akshe. Shmartita. He said Shmartita. And other halaka. Vela akshe. And hatte ahore sheva dere. Until they put him back in the last row. Until they put him all the way in the back. Seven rows back, and then all the way in the back. Amal Rabbi Yohanan, Rabbi Shimon ben Akish, Arish Amar Ta'asa Shu'al. The lion that you told me, he became a fox. Which means, it's quiet. Okay. Amar Yere Ava, Da'ani Shevet Are Levu Chiluf Shah Shenim, Da'amar Lilav. So Rav Kahana said, let the seven rows that they put me back in the busha, let that be instead of the 7 years that he told me not to ask questions. When a person gets embarrassed, it's like he died. So he killed me seven times. So I died. That's it, the busha. Yeah. So Rav Kahana got up and stood up. Please repeat the shi'ur. Now he repeated it, he started asking questions. Boom. They put him back to the front row. Actually, there's another question. Rabbi Yohanan, he was sitting on seven pillows, Rabbi Yohanan. Every time he asked another question, they took another pillow away from him. They're lowering Rabbi Yohanan's status already. From all the kushyot. All the pillows they took away. Now they were both on the ground. Gemara says what happened after. Rabbi Yohanan Gavra Sabahaba. Rabbi Yohanan was old. Umasrihai Gabine. Oh no. He had big eyebrows. The eyebrows of Rabbi Yohanan used to cover his eyes. They were very long. Amalihu Deluli Ainai Baziye. Lift my eyebrows up so I can see who this guy is asking all these kushyot. Deluli bimichalta de chaspa. They took like a stick made out of silver, and they curled his eyebrows up to so he could see. Hazad frite sifate. Rabbi Kana had a problem with his lips. His lips were deformed a little. Savar achuk kamehikbe. He thought Rabbi Kana was laughing at him. He wasn't laughing. That's the way his lips were. So Rabbi Hanan was makpid. What do you mean? You ask me a question now? Are you looking? You're laughing at me? Halaj da'te v'nach nafshe. He felt bad, Rabbi Hanan. Rabbi Kana died. Rabbi Hanan, what are you laughing at me? Yeah, he said, who's this guy? He's going to go this kushot. They lifted his eyebrows up. He looked. He had a funny face. Cut out with his lips. He said, oh, he's laughing at me. It was makpid. Boom, he died. Har amal lehu Rabbi Hanan Rabbanan. Next day, Rabbi Hanan says, Hazitu li babla ahichi abid. You saw what this Babylonian guy, he laughed at me and he mocked me. It's me, Rabbi Kana. You saw what he did to me? Amru leh darke hache. You know, Rabbi, that's his way. That's his lips are like that. He wasn't laughing at you. Al gabe me'arta. So Rabbi Hanan went to the cemetery, to the cave, when Rav Kahana was buried. Hazad ava hadra le akna. He saw there was a big snake around the cave where they buried Rav Kahana. Akna is a snake. And he couldn't get in. Amale, so Rabbi Hanan tells the snake, Akna, akna, ptah pumach. Open your mouth. Which means, let me in. V'yikanes harav etzel talmid. Wow. Let the rabbi go to see the student. V'lo patah. The snake didn't like that. Yikanes haver etzel haver. All right, let the colleague go see the colleague. No patah. Yikanes talmid etzel harav. Let the student go see the rabbi. Rabbi Yochanan humbled himself. I'm the student. Let me go see the rabbi. Rav Kahana. Patach le. Oh, the snake opened up. Ba'arachame. He prayed. Ve'ukme. He resurrected him. Amar le. Yavai adana de derke de mor achi. If I wouldn't know that that's your way, that you have a problem with your lips, and you weren't laughing, lo chalsha darti, I wouldn't have felt bad. Hashta li timor bahadan. Now please come with us back to the Bit Midrash. Mm-hmm. He apologized. he brought it back to the Midrash. Amale, imatzit lemevayir hamed detulo shachivna, azina, which means if you guarantee me that I'm not going to die again if I ask any questions, I'll come back. Vi lo lo azina, I'm not interested. Who is the halif shata halif? Which means.
Oh, wow.
Right, which means I got saved once over here. But I'm not relying on a miracle. Maybe you're going to get angry with me again. And I'm going to die. Therefore, let me go home. I want to go home alive. Who is the halif shata, which means the time passed and I made it. Halif, it passed. It might not happen again. Taire ukme. What happened? Taire ukme.
He got up.
He woke him up from his sleep. And he made ta'ayat ha-metimanim. Sheile kos sifikad ha-vale. Rabbi Hanan asked all the questions to Rav Kahana that he had sifikot on. Upashtinu nihale. Wow. So Rav Kahana answered all the questions to Rabbi Hanan that he had. Hainu da'amar. Rabbi Hanan, dilchon amre. Dilhon hi. In the beginning I said, the Torah, shelachemi. Gilhoni, should be Babeli. I thought originally the Torah is from Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Because the Jewish people stayed in Eretz Yisrael, they didn't go into Galut. Babel, they were exiled. And now I see this rabbi came from Babel. Gilhon, Torah is by them. Okay, let's catch up in all the Rashis over here. Tap Rashis. Hadra le'achna. Hash gadol, asa atzmo ki galgal. He rolled himself up, blocking the entrance to the cave. Umakif et piya me'arav, rotin zinavo le'tok piv. He locked himself by putting his tail in his mouth. Like a lock. Ve'er adam yechol ikanes. He couldn't get in. P'tach picha. El hivi p'tachal le'asin zinavecha me'picha ve'asa peta. Which means open up the hole, so I can climb through. If this is, if you can guarantee I won't die again, if you ask any more questions, I'll come to the Beit Midrash. Halif halif od od elek hi amud od. It's right. And I don't want to take a risk of going to die again. Miracle happened. Some explain. Listen, I got the tzar mita ready. I don't want to have another happen again. It's Masha Rav Kahana actually went home. Rav Kahana, ilad nasib na kanta, lav ana galai. Amri lev, ala makom tura galita. אמרה לב ענה גלי כדי גלי שאני אינשא שאני לא בעבור מקום תורה גליתי אלא מאמת מלכות ברחתי. He ran away because of אמת מלכות, because he killed the guy in the שיעור. Right, the guy came to the rabbi and he killed the מוסר. He says, I went to גלות temporarily because I killed somebody. אמר בתר אחי, חי הבא. It's much more that he opted to live, but he went back home.
Oh, he didn't stay back in the shul.
He didn't say, he went back home. That's what he wants to bring from the Yerushalmi. הלך לביתו. Yeah. He brings up Yerushalmi. The pagah be'ahu gavra amar le may avid b'shmaya. Kelomar shidi'ig alav shayya met b'chaya. They told him, what's going on in the Shamayim? They told him, you were dead already. So tell me what's going on in the Shamayim. Amar le gzad dine d'ahu gavra ha'mechtam umet. Ha'u gavra. They said, I saw the show that there's a gzad dine on you, you're going to die. He told him, he was making fun of him. He said, oh, by the way, what's going on in the Shamayim? Are you making fun of me that I died? Yeah, I saw the Shamayim, they're going to kill you this year. Yeah, he told that to another guy. Umet. Oh, Gabra. Baba Harina Amande, Hakinami, he's on the same thing. Umit, he also died. Anyway, you see, he was alive after. He opted to live, but not. But he says, according to one Chita, at least he went back. He went back home. Okay, that's a different Chita on that. Anyway, Taira Hakitzu Mishimto. He woke him up from his sleep. Amad Dilchon Amre. Torah Shel Bnei Yisrael. I thought the Torah belongs to Bnei Yisrael. However, Dilchon he really belongs to Bnei. Bavil, they have the Torah. He saw Rav Kana. He was very impressed by the Torah of Rav Kana. Okay, let's go one more story. Hahu, another story of a Moser. Dehave amtakesad Rabbi Abba. It seems Rabbi Abba had like meshi's silk garments. So the guy showed the government the rabbi's garments so they could confiscate. It's a Moser. יתיב רבי אבו ורבי חנינה בר פפה ורבי עסק בפחה ויתיב רבי אלעגה ביו סמו לחיו במהדת הדסדה יש חייו. Three judges said, משנה. What does it say in the משנה בכורות? דן את הדין, you have a case, judges made a דיני ממונות, they passed, they were פוסק הדין. And they made a mistake. What's the mistake? וזיקת החייו וחייבת הזכאי. They made the guilty guy innocent, innocent, guilty, guilty. ותימא את הטוב, ותימא את הטהור, תימא את הטהור, they mixed up. מה שעשה עשוי. Which means the psak is kayam, vishalim mibeto. And the guy that they wronged, the judges have to pay from their pocket. That's the deen. Which means, you see from here, a guy that's mazik's friend, even though he didn't do it biyadayim, he was just a gorem, it's hayav. Similarly over here, he just pointed to the garment of the rabbi. He didn't take the garment and give it to the government. But just on a dibur, you see the judges are hayav similarly over here. The guy's gorem nezek. It's Bihayat. Ama Lehura Bil'a, Hachi Amar Rav. Rav said that the only time in Masechet Bechorot that we said the Dayanim are Hayav, Vehu Shenasa Venatan Biyad. That's only when the judges actually took the kesef from the innocent guy and they gave it to the guilty guy. They did it Ma'aseh Biyadayim. But if they just did a psak, then they don't have to pay from their pocket. Similarly, this guy, all he did was point. He didn't moser biyadayim. Therefore, he have no ra'aya that a garmi bidibur is chayav to pay. Amri le, as the Hakamim told Rabbi Abba, so we can't give you the psak din because we have a question, right? Zil legabed Rabbi Shimon ben Eliakim v'Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat de dayane dinay de garmi. Listen, these rabbis over here, they hold of Dinei de Germe, that even though it was a Girama, they'll say Hayam. You want a judgment, go to those rabbis. Which Mishnah? Our Mishnah. Im Mahmat Gazlan Hayav La Amid Lo Sadeh Acher Ve'okir Da'aveh Achvuyeh. Like we would learn in our Mishnah, that if a guy stole a field, and then another Ganad came along, or the government came and took the field as a result of the gazlan, he's chayav to pay. And what was the case we said? Where he showed the government, here, take this field. And the Mishnah said that that's considered enough garmi, that he showed the government where his friend's field was, that's chayav to pay. So you see, according to our Mishnah, dinei de garmi is chayav. So similarly over here, the guy pointed to the government, the guy, oh, here's Rabbi Abba's shirayim. If you go like our Mishnah, you see Dinah. So he says, listen, we tried to save you, but the rabbi asked a question on us. Go to that Beit Din over there. They judged Dinah de Garmi. And they based it on our Mishnah that says just by pointing to it, that's already Hayah.